Gold Star mothers set the record straight. Donald Trump has been there for us. He knows our children's names. By Hannah Knudsen on September 3, 2024. Former President Donald Trump has been there for Gold Star families that lost their children as a result of the Biden-Harris administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Gold Star mothers Kelly Barnett, mother of Staff Sergeant Darren T. Hoover, and Coral Doolittle, mother of Corporal Humberto A. Sanchez, said during an appearance on War Room, which guest host Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle hosted. "They politicize everything," Doolittle said in reaction to Vice President Kamala Harris insulting Gold Star families on Saturday after they invited Trump to honor their children at Arlington National Cemetery. "For them to just make everything, turn everything around and say, he's doing it wrong. He's breaking the rules, it's just a lie. It's just a lie," she insisted. "President Trump paid his respect to our kids, to all 13 kids, and he's the only one that actually takes time to meet with their families, to talk to their families, to honor our kids and say their names," she said, adding, "President Trump knows our 13 kids' names." Barnett said she was the one who reached out to the Trump team to have the former president come to Arlington National Cemetery that day to honor the Gold Star family's children. "It was a beautiful day. President Trump has been a source of peace and a shoulder to lean on and a listening ear for us from, you know, the beginning. And so, it was a beautiful day," she said, setting the record straight that no rules were broken despite Harris's attempt to politicize Trump's visit in a social media post that other Gold Star families described as shocking. "They knew that we wanted pictures, and they knew that from the get-go," she said, explaining that they wanted them for those who could not be there. "We broke no rules. There were no rules broken. They just cannot stand that Trump did something that they're not able to do. They hate him, and, so, whatever he does, they're gonna throw daggers. And then they start throwing daggers at us Gold Star families." She explained that it begs the question of what is off-limits to Democrats' hatred and attacks. "Gold Star families are off-limits, and they throw daggers. So their hatred for him, Trump, you know, it goes beyond anything that you can imagine. And it's just sickening because, like I said, that was such a beautiful day," Barnett added. "The ceremony was beautiful, and our hearts were lifted. I had peace for a few hours. It was needed."